The final step in our program is step 7, become an ultimate investor. Before we launch into that, I'd like to just recap where we are. You've started this program, you've determined where you are, you've made a financial goal, you've set your goals, you've created the potential of what you want to do. We have reviewed options. We've walked you through paper assets, stocks and bonds. We've talked about real estate assets, and we've talked about developing a business. There's a lot to choose from, but something probably piqued your curiosity. You felt better about one area than you did another. Think about it, review it, and get started in that direction. You have the choice every day to buy assets, not liabilities. Now, before we talk about the ultimate investor, let's go back to your financial plan. Was your plan to be secure? Was your plan to be comfortable? Or was it to be rich? Now, be honest with yourself. If your true plan is to earn $100,000 a year or to produce $200,000 a year, you may not want to become the ultimate investor. It's not an easy path. It's expensive, but the reward is huge in the financial arena. Now, don't panic. I'm not saying you have to make that decision today. We just want you to be aware of it because you never know. You could be the next Bill Gates, but it may be 2 or 3 years down the road before you realize that you've created a business that has the opportunity to go public or has the opportunity to be sold to another company. But it's important for you to hear and understand what the potential is. If it's always ever present in your mind, you'll be open to the possibility. Today, your financial goal may very well be to reach security, to reach comfort. That's fantastic because you defined a goal. That gives you a plan. But you may find that once you get to security, you want comfort. And you may find that when you get to comfort, you want a plan to be rich. That's great. You must redefine your goals as often as possible so that you can keep going on your own personal financial path to freedom. Rich Dad said, "The rich invent money." Well, this is one way they do it. The ultimate investor has taken an idea, created it into a profitable company, and now is selling shares in that company to the public. They've invented money. That's just one way the rich invent money. We've talked about other ways in the area of real estate, in creating, buying a property and flipping it over for a higher dollar value and taking that money back as a seller financing tool that creates an asset. It's a receivable. There are many ways the rich invent money. But what we want to talk about today is the ultimate investor. Who is the ultimate investor? It's someone who has a passion. They want to be rich, but they also want to give back to society. Very important to understand, the rich want to help. Now, there are people who say the rich are greedy.
That's a great point, Sharon. In fact, in my practice, where I have the opportunity to work with some very wealthy people, I see that they are the most philanthropic. In other words, they give back in many ways, much more than the average person might. We talked earlier in the text about the three piggy banks, where a certain amount is put in every day or every month to give to charities, to a church, to civic-minded groups, to charitable organizations. Well, I see that the rich frequently give a lot more than just the 10% you might have thought of. In fact, we have great examples of that. The wealth that is accumulated frequently goes to really make a difference in other people's lives. The list is endless. Carnegie, Rockefeller, Ford, Bill Gates, Ted Turner, all of these people have created foundations and made significant impact in other people's lives. And you know, I think that's important to think about as you're thinking about growing your wealth and becoming rich. Frequently in our society, we get very mixed messages about money. We might have been told money is the root of all evil. We might have been told it's bad to be rich. You have to make choices between family and money. But you know, that's wrong. In fact, through wealth, you can make significant impacts and differences in others' lives. And maybe that's what drives you to be an ultimate investor.
Thank you, Diane. And in addition to giving back through charitable organizations, through foundations, let's not forget that the ultimate investor is building a large corporation in which they're selling stock to the public. They're creating jobs. They're making an economic impact on their community by creating a large corporation, and that corporation itself is employing hundreds, maybe even thousands of people. They are making a huge contribution to their community and sometimes to the international arena.
And isn't it true that the people that build these corporations, not only the ones that give back through philanthropic organizations, but the ones that employ people, they're actually stimulating the economy? So through growing a large corporation, you may be making a significant impact on the economic history that's currently occurring.
That's right. And we're going back to people who have absolutely made the shift to the right side of the quadrant. But they've been successful because they realize in order to be successful there, you need employees. You need self-employed individuals who are advisors to you or specific technical consultants in areas for you. They recognize that we need everybody. We need all four arenas of the cash flow quadrant: employees, self-employed, business owners, and investors. And where you fall is where your heart is, what your personal financial plan is. But as the business owner, it's their job and their responsibility to make sure they keep a thriving organization. So they have to consult with their people. They need to understand what the needs are of their employees, and they have to give back to their employees as well through fringe benefits, providing health insurance, providing retirement options for them, and that's what makes them a successful ultimate investor. So let's go back to your personal financial plan. What are your financial goals? Is it your goal to be secure and comfortable? Great. You've established a goal. You know where you are. You're ready to get started. Make that appointment. Find a financial planner. Get some help to determine how you can start buying assets and investing in your future so that your money will work for you and you won't have to work so hard for money. You'll not necessarily want to do it on your own. Remember, the right side of the quadrant is a team sport. It is okay to ask for help. Give yourself permission to say, I need help. I don't know how to do this. So pick up the phone, make an appointment with a financial planner, talk to two or three, but get going, get some help, and start your financial path to security and comfort. If your plan is to be rich, you may want to carefully consider step 7 of Choose to Be Rich, how to become the ultimate investor. Now, we've reviewed a lot of the elements that go into becoming the ultimate investor in building a business, but it's a much bigger picture, much larger. So let's review them one at a time, a little closer. You need a mentor, and specifically, you want a mentor who has been there, done that. Somebody who has experience taking a company public. They've learned lessons the hard way. Listen to them, so you don't have to experience the same lessons. You'll probably find a few new ones, but it's one step at a time. And the more advice you get, the more help you get along the way, the more likelihood of success. After you have your mentor, we've talked about developing your management team. You definitely want to have experienced people on your management team who also understand and know the process of going public, even at the beginning.
And here in this step, as much or probably more than the other steps, you want to concentrate on the system, on the management. Your product actually becomes less important as you're building your company. How you follow the rest of the steps of the BI triangle are actually more important. You need to work on your communication, on your selling, on your management, on your systems. All of these become critical to your success.
That's right. And the financial ratios we covered in the Learn It section related to companies, keep those ever present in your mind as you're building this company. Because when you go public, you have to expose everything about your company from the very beginning, and you have to have full disclosure.